You're listening to How to Stop Puppy from Chewing Everything. I'm your host, Everett Pena, and this is episode number one. Our topic today is How to Stop Puppy from Chewing Everything.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
Podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it.
Remember, teaching a pup which things are acceptable and which are not is much easier than trying to figure out how to keep your dog from chewing on everything once they are adults. So start early. With some research and lots of love and attention, your younger pup will slowly get better at chewing things. If you have a senior dog who suddenly starts to chew on things, or gnaws at them, when you are out, chances are that this may not be a normal, puppy-like chewing, but rather, an obviously destructive behavior. Adult dogs, though, may show destructive behaviors for all sorts of reasons, and those could sometimes also cause chewing problems in puppies. If your dog was not adequately trained in puppyhood to understand what is not appropriate to chew, then you could be looking at destructive chewing behavior as an adult. If you have a dog who is inclined to chew things, you should keep an eye out for them at all times to keep them from taking opportunities to chew things. Keep an eye on your dog until the dog is chewing appropriate items on a consistent basis. Offering them treats for dropping whatever is in their mouth may help to teach this behavior. The given command may enable your dog to release something that is being chewed in return for the treat. As your dog gets used to the idea, you may want to add the command give as their cue for releasing whatever item they have chosen in return for the treat. If you add the give command to your dog's repertoire and counterbalance it with the treat or snack, you may be able to expand this into a chewing exercise. When your dogs actually pick up, your first instinct is probably to rush over to him and tell him to knock down objects for him to chew. Puppies and dogs are most likely to pick items up for chewing whenever they feel like it. Often, when the dog sees something across the fence they cannot get at, they will chew anything nearby. This technique may backfire, however, if your dog figures they can get treats from you by chewing your furniture. When you catch your dog chewing an object that he or she is not supposed to, say no, remove it, and substitute it for a chew toy. Then make sure you give plenty of praise when your dog chews that one instead. Do not give toys that look like an inappropriate object. For example, do not give an older pair of shoes for your dog to chew on, as he will not know the difference between the older chewing shoes and the new pair. For example, if you gave your dog a pair of your old shoes as a puppy to chew on, you cannot be disappointed when he decides to destroy your beautiful dress shoes you forgot to put away. Do not give your pup objects to play with, like old socks, old shoes, or old kids' toys, that look like items you are off limits. Puppies cannot distinguish these objects from approved dog toys. Give dogs toys clearly differentiated from the family's items. First of all, your dog needs to have a good variety of toys and chewing objects. At the same time you are thinking about the kinds of fun toys and chew options you can give your dog, it is important to also consider which items you can store away and put away from a dedicated chewer. Make sure that your dog, pup has various safe, appropriate things to chew on, like lots of safe dog chew toys. Remember to leave your dog's safe chew toys, like Kongs, puzzle toys, or big Nylabones, around so they can keep busy when you are not around. Offer toys or chew treats as alternatives, which can keep them engaged for hours. When your pup is chewing something that is not supposed to, tell him off and remove the item, replacing it with a toy. Considering your pup is chewing things mostly because they have gums inflamed because of tooth decay, the best way to make them stop ruining your stuff is to redirect their attention elsewhere. By focusing on eliminating inappropriate chewing opportunities, being consistent, and providing suitable dog toys, you can help your dog or puppy find an appropriate outlet for his or her chewing. Once you realize that chewing is natural and may be a solution for any of the problems mentioned above for your dog, you can try to determine what problems it is solving, try to better address its needs, and provide better chewing targets other than your own items. If you are also wondering how to stop your dog chewing shoes, then again, you should consider checking if your mutt has enough toys or your attention span to expend his energy. Chewing may also be a way for puppies to ease toothache, and for older dogs to keep their jaws strong and their teeth clean. In addition to providing stimulation, chewing helps to build up your dog's jaw strength and keep his teeth clean. Chewing is a healthy dog behavior that helps keep teeth clean for your pup, as well as providing mental and physical stimulation. Dogs who are anxious or stressed often resort to chewing as a means of self-comfort. Dogs suffering from separation anxiety can also turn to chewing excessively. Dogs who are not getting enough exercise or left alone too often may resort to excessive chewing as a way of relieving boredom and stress.
Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Everett Pena. Adios.